It's almost a trope in, books or movies or TV show. The ultra, ultra, ultra wealthy person, and the cliche or the trope is something like, even with all of those billions of dollars, he can't buy happiness. Or all those billions of dollars, she can't buy love or can't buy wealth or health or whatever. But what if it were possible? Hey guys, it's Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Hey, welcome back, guys. Randy Gage here, and another episode of the podcast. I've turned on the laptop for you creatures out there in YouTube universe. Good to see you. Keep up those comments, likes, and shares, please. So let's talk about buying more life, buying more health, buying more happiness. And this is kind of a fun, irreverent way to that. I want to make a point that I think we can approach prosperity in a very contrarian philosophy than most people do. There's so many people trying to save their way to wealth. And I'm just not a big proponent of that. You know, I'm not a big coupon, discount, bargain seeker kind of guy. I feel like there's a lot of poverty consciousness in that approach. I know people who can go to the supermarket and buy $400 worth of groceries and only pay, $7 because they've gone work the coupon game, and there's a triple coupon day, and they have this coupon for that price and a different coupon, and they have all these ways to game the system, and they spend 18 hours to save $380 on their groceries. But what if they put that 18 hours into something more productive, something that created residual income, where you didn't have to redo those 18 hours all the time? So instead of scrimping your way to wealth, what about if we try investing our way to wealth? I'm here in Miami. We have I-95, which is also affectionately known as the world's longest parking lot, right? So I've got a ball game in the early evening. I've got to go up I-95 during rush hour, and they have the Diamond Lane. And the Diamond Lane, you can get, if you have carpool and you have four people or whatever, you could go in there. I think for free, but I'm not sure. But even if you're by yourself, you have this thing on your windshield, and you can go and you pay money. Like, okay, I-95's congested. You can go in this lane, but it costs you $1 extra in tolls. And then this money will go to help reduce energy costs or to help the environment or whatever. Whatever bullshit they're trying to sell people, we know that money really just goes into the general slush fund for all the stupid stuff that government is so good at wasting money at. But that's the theory anyway. I'm always going to go in that Diamond Lane. And then when it's really a gridlock, it might be $2.80 or $3.20 because it's so slow in the regular lane. In how many people, the default setting is, no, I would never pay $3 more when this lane is free. But what is your time worth? I think I paid $15,000 to take the Concorde to London and back at a time when a regular ticket was a few hundred dollars. Maybe a first class ticket was $1,000, and I paid $15,000 to take this, because first of all, it was a life experience for me. It was a pros a prosperous, joyous event. It's like the kind of experience I like to spend my money on, where it enhances the prosperity in my life. So yes, money and material things don't buy happiness, but money and material things give you better choices, and money and material things allow you to express yourself in ways that can actually make you happier. And the thing is, I mean, I think, you know, what's the average flight from London to Miami is, or London to New York is 6 hours, 7.5 hours sometimes, depending on the thing. I left London on the Concorde and I got to New York City 2 hours before I left because of the time zone thing, right? So I can confidently say I'm one of the few people on Earth today who has actually time traveled. Okay. If you're wondering, why does Randy look so youthful and healthy? Because I've gone back in time. Okay. I went back in time 2 hours. I left, London at, noon, and I got into New York City at 10 a.m. or whatever the times were. And I'm joking about it, but it's, what is your time worth? What could you be doing instead of that extra 50 minutes you're sitting on the freeway or the highway because you didn't want to pay the toll? What is the, that extra time because you don't pay that extra money? What is your time worth? So I always take a chance when I can buy time. I will always spend that kind of money because the most important resource in my life is time, because that's what your life is. Your life is the moments that make it up. And that's time we're talking about. The next thing I want to talk about is how you trade out your time for a higher return on investment, meaning a higher return on the investment of your time. I can't afford to clean my house. I don't have a lawn, but if I did, I'm in a condo. If I did, I couldn't afford to mow my lawn. I couldn't afford to shovel the snow off my sidewalk, because that would be crazy, because I can replace the time I spend on those functions by hiring someone to do those functions for me at a greatly reduced price than what I can earn when I put my talents to work. So that's what I'm going to challenge you. That'll be your assignment for this week, if you're up to it, to look at, okay, what are the things you're doing that you could trade out to get a higher return on your investment? Now, if you love lawn work and it's relaxing for you and you love mowing the lawn, it's a medit, great, keep doing it. But how many things are you doing, whether it's washing your car, cleaning your house, waxing your car, any of those kind of things where you say, I would be better to hire somebody to do that for me and take the time I would spend on that, and I can find a way to solve problems or add value that will allow me to make more money in for that time. So what can you do now? What are you doing now that you could transform into rainmaker activities? And then the last thing to think about is just investing in prosperity. You have a barometer, right, of this barometer or this bar that you have to clear before you spend money. Okay, let's say you love Taylor Swift and she's coming to your town and she's doing a concert, right? Your bar might be, the ticket's $80, I don't know, or hey, 80, yeah, but wow, the ticket is $350, I don't know, or the VIP photo greet, meet and greet, whatever, is $2,000. You have this bar that, you evaluate things to whether or not you will make that purchase. So here, we all do. We all should, right? There are things that are not prudent for me to buy, even though I'm a wealthy person, right? I have pretty good options, pretty good choices. I can go into an exotic car dealership. I can go into a high level art gallery and look at something and say, you know, it really wouldn't be prudent for me to spend $8.7 million for that oil painting that I like and would love to have in my kitchen, right? We all make those decisions. And that's good. You should. But here's what I want you to think about. What about setting a higher standard for personal development choices? What about setting a higher standard for professional development choices? See, when I can attend a convention or an event where I'm going to learn something powerful for my personal growth, I don't ever compromise on the price. When it's something with my professional development, I don't ever compromise on the price. When it's something for my health, I don't ever compromise on the price. And so that's what I want you to think about is, are you investing in your future prosperity? Are you investing in your personal development, whether that's books, paid podcasts, paid seminars, conventions you go to, seminars, workshops you go to? Are you investing in your professional development? And are you investing in your health? Yes, I know organic produce costs a lot more than conventional produce. But do you know the cost of eating those carcinogens and toxins that are in conventional, so many conventional produce? So, you know, the depleted nutrients that are in so much of those other cheaper priced options. So that's where you got to be mindful and use your discernment and say, okay, I'm willing to sacrifice X so that I can buy healthy food for me and my family. I'm willing to sacrifice an entertainment concert in order to attend a professional or personal development workshop. So I hope this doesn't come across the wrong way. I know I could easily get trolled. Yeah, he's a rich guy. It's so easy for him to say, but please keep in mind, I didn't start that way. Okay. I worked my way up from a seriously broke, seriously in debt person to manifest prosperity. And I did that by changing my consciousness. And that's what I'm asking you to consider. Do you need to, modify the philosophy you have about prosperity and money and success? And do you need to change your consciousness instead of trying to scrimp your way to prosperity that maybe you can invest your way toward prosperity? Give it some thought. Let me know what you think. If you're on YouTube, get down in the comments and let me know. All right, guys, go out and have an amazing day. Love you guys. Peace. Thanks so much for listening. Do me a favor, please. And practice the circulation law of prosperity by telling your friends about the Power Prosperity Podcast. Please like it, rate it, and share. Peace.